So I have a question for you this morning. When you go on a road trip, how do you figure out how you're going to get to your destination? Google, I hear some, yeah. Do you make the route up as you go along, kind of casting fate to the wind and get there wherever that may be, whenever that might be? Do you plug your destination into your phone, obeying every command that it chirps at you? In 500 feet, turn right. No, your other right. At the next intersection, make a U-turn. I hear that a lot. Or do you take out that old tattered road atlas, hand it to your navigator, and let them choose the route you take? Be aware, though, this option may cause marital distress or loss of friendship. Knowing how best to get anywhere is important. The same is true for how we arrive at faith and what that faith looks like. We need to ask ourselves, what sources and tools do we use to discover the kind of God we believe in? One of the key elements of the Reformation was Luther's emphasis on Scripture, on the Bible. In Luther's day, the church wasn't such a great navigator for people's spiritual lives. Many of the church practices veered off the spiritual roadmap, and the church at times was more concerned about control than guidance. Luther saw this as a problem and insisted that the Bible be the only guide for a life of faith, not just for priests, but for lay people too. Luther called this sola scriptura, or scripture alone. He translated the Bible into German. It wasn't the first translation, but it certainly became the most popular, and he encouraged everyone who could read to read it, not just in church, but at home too. In Luther's view, church tradition and papal authority, which had become so strong, needed to be tempered and subject to God's word in Scripture. Luther went so far as to say, a simple layman armed with the Bible is to be believed above a pope or a cardinal without it. What I'm not sure Luther understood was that giving people access to the Bible took away all the power of from the elite and gave people unfettered access to this most powerful tool of faith. He gave access to God's commands and God's promises, and things got wild. Today, virtually everyone in the Western Hemisphere has some opinion of the Bible, whether they're part of the church or not. This week, I took a quick poll on Facebook, asking my friends what they think about the Bible. What seemed to happen is that, or what I sense is that everyone has a perspective on the Bible, and therefore has some perspective on who God is. Not surprisingly, in this survey, there were a wide range of thoughtful responses. The most common response was that the Bible is God's word. Some people said it's a rule book or instruction. A number of people said it's just plain old. Others commented on what they find in it: love, courage, strength, hope, while others mentioned that what they find in it is judgment, manipulation, and justification to hate other people. One might wonder how one person can find hope and another person see nothing but judgment. I wonder if one of the unintended consequences of Luther giving the Bible to the people was that it gets read and interpreted in all kinds of different ways. One of the loudest interpretations of the Bible in America today is biblical literalism or fundamentalism. Now, I want to caution, I don't believe this is the largest interpretation or the most prominent, but it certainly has a loud voice in our culture. It seems like a compelling way to read the Bible if you see the Bible as a book of facts that you have to ascribe to. But fundamentalism And literalism is not much use if the Bible is a series of narratives and poetry that reveal to us the living God. Literalists will do theological gymnastics to smooth out inconsistencies that they see across Scripture. In some cases, they see any other way of reading the Bible as a fundamental threat to the existence of God. Now, it's not beyond reason to think that this hardline reading of Scripture has contributed to others' feelings like the Bible is less helpful and less hopeful for their own faith. It may also be one reason that people, even Christians today, read the Bible less now than they did even a decade ago. After all, if the Bible's reputation is all about judgment and condemnation, who wants to read that? In my Facebook poll, several people said the Bible is complicated. I like that. It's honest. The Bible is complicated. It is not just one book, but a collection of books that tell us what God wants to say, not just in one time, but over the course of centuries. When we begin to read in this collection shapes how we read the rest of the Bible. If we start at the very beginning, Genesis and Exodus seem pretty good. Nice stories, compelling characters, interesting things, but then you get into the purity codes and the animal sacrifices of Leviticus. And you might get the impression that God is obsessed with people following all the rules. But when we start as Christians with the Gospels, and we see Jesus healing people that others have ignored and forgiving people when other religious leaders have condemned them, you get the idea that God's primary concern is restoring relationship to people and to God. And then when you go back to those other parts of Scripture, you might begin to see that God is restoring relationships there too, even in the midst of all the rules and regulations. This is what Luther wanted to unearth for us. Luther strived to call attention to this word, the word that tells the truth that we cannot make it to God on our own by following all the rules, but that God comes to us. Luther also saw that the Bible itself is not the only word of God, but that the Bible itself points to Jesus as the word of God as well. John's gospel begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things came into being, and the Word became flesh and lived among us." See, when God speaks, it's not just facts and information, it's relationship. God comes off the pages and into humanity. Rather than just having rules and stories about an invisible God, we see in Jesus that God brings hope and new life to the world. This is a living word that we deal with when we deal with Scripture and with Jesus. And God's word takes on deeper life and becomes real when we tell one another what God is doing in our particular time and our particular place as well. Luther called this the Word of God as proclamation. We might think of it as preaching, but it's not just what pastors say up here in the pulpit that is proclamation. When you show up and offer a prayer and courage for a sick friend, you speak God's word. When your faith compels you to stand with those who are oppressed and advocate for those who have no voice, you speak God's word. When you speak the truth in love to someone who is harming themselves or others, you speak God's word. You proclaim the word of God. Yet we cannot proclaim if we are not in relationship with Jesus, the Word made flesh. And we don't know Jesus unless we spend time in the Bible. During the baptism service, we instruct parents to raise their children within the community of faith and to place in their hands the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, just as Jeanette mentioned to us. But it's not enough to get it into their hands as children. It needs to be in all of our hands. And it needs to be opened and explored. The words on the page need to be consumed and come alive in us so that we not only know the word, but that we live it too. Next week, we will give these Bibles to three-year-olds and third-grade families, and we will teach them how to open it with their children so that the word might come alive in them. Now, I have kids who have been the recipients of both of these Bibles at this point, and I will admit that though we don't open it every night, it is amazing what happens when we do. I watch my children as they develop a deep and imaginative faith in God, this God who loves them and who has claimed them. I'm challenged by their questions and amazed at how Jesus is so real to them. As one of the respondents to my Facebook poll said, "Closed, the Bible scares me. Open, it is the source of life." For when we open the scriptures, God's light and life take up residence in us. And there we find what it is that God truly offers the world. Amen.